Thanks to Phil and Joan, and they'll be back later. First, a Bolton MP has invited shoppers to vote for their favourite retailers. This comes after Bolton West and Atherton MP Chris Green launched his Best Shop competition earlier this month. The competition will give customers in his constituency the chance to highlight what they feel is special about some of the shops in their areas. Mr. Green said, "Across Bolton West, we have many wonderful and distinctive independent retailers. As your Member of Parliament, I want to do everything I can to support them. Our independent shops are a vital part of our local communities, and we need to support them to ensure that they are here for our future generations. I look forward to seeing everyone cast their votes and crowning the winner of this competition." Mr. Green launched the competition on August the 2nd, and it will remain open for another 2 weeks until August the 25th. As well as boosting the profile of the winners, Mr. Green says he hopes this will show how important independent retailers are in general. Votes will then be counted and the winner announced shortly after. Anyone wishing to take part can go to Chris Green's website, where they can fill in the details about their favourite shop in the area. Now we're joined by Madeline Brierley and first Julie Levy. And Julie, you weren't able to join us last time. You had a last minute accident before our last recording a couple of months ago, didn't you? Tell us about it.
I did, yes. I thought I was being very good and healthy and went for a long walk in the countryside. Unfortunately, I was one of the many people that got bitten by a horsefly. It actually made my arm bleed, and I thought I'd scratch myself at the first on a ramble, but the next day my arm started to swell, and it continued to swell for about 48 hours. I ended up going to the walk-in centre in Chorley, and I was treated there with antibiotics, painkillers, but I've never seen my arm so big. It was really quite frightening.
So the lesson there is, don't disturb bushes near horsefly.
Yeah,
nests, although whether you know that they're there or not is another matter that you find out when it's too late.
But bad
luck there. So I understand now you have another irritation in our next story, which is telecom poles.
Yes.